I've got my breath back. Not that I'm unfit, but when suddenly faced with a load of spirally stairs leading to the top of a lighthouse, the excitement kind of was too much, and I probably went a little bit faster than I should. And now I'm standing and I have two vistas. On one side I have the open sea, and on the other side I have this beautiful kind of meandering coastline and a weather front looking like it's going to come in. A weather front and wind, which is perfect for being at the top of a lighthouse, because it kind of drives home how useful these places are if you were a ship out there right now. I believe this is public access, available for anybody, due to the couple of people taking photographs just behind me. And I'm stood with Jess Wiskin, who has got a piece of paper that we grabbed off the desk downstairs. We're going to interview a lady connected with this lighthouse. But in the meantime, could you enlighten me as to where we are and a little bit about these surroundings?
So we flew into Brest earlier, so we're about 25 kilometres away from Brest. Brest is in the Finistère region of Brittany. Finistère meaning in French kind of the end of the world, the end of the earth. And we're now on the Crozon Peninsula, right at the end of the peninsula at the Point Saint-Mathieu. And we're in the lighthouse of Saint-Mathieu, right at the top after about 150 stairs.
If you can stop it from blowing away, read the bump.
So we're in the town of Plougonvela in the Pays d'Iroise. We're looking over, I don't know whether the bump is that interesting.
I was going to say, just skip to the interesting bits. The monks, get to the monks.
So we below the lighthouse, we can see a monastery, which is now sort of...
open top.
Yes, indeed.
as in a ruin, effectively, but there seems to be an awful lot of history. I doubt very much way back in history they were making crepes, but there are crepes around to be had.
I think it says here that it's a medicinal garden, so you can kind of still see some of the plants that we use.
Medicinal in the modern sense of the term, when you grow medicinal stuff... As an actual medicine.
Actual medicine. So historically, the lighthouse dates back to the 12th century. Benedictine monks... this is rubbish. It's really hard to, like, scan read it. It's not the 12th century, but it's 1250.
This is why I really enjoy just talking about what it is I can see, because I'm so impressed. And do you know one of the best things about being up here? Beautifully, blisteringly fast 3G. Because when you're coming down by the coastline here, you suddenly realise that you are effectively Finistère, the end of the world. And so being able to kind of pop up and then upload an Instagram and then come back down and then pop up and... it's nice to be able to share. And if you are in the area, if you do find yourself stopping here and searching for locally geotagged audio and you find this, get up the top of the lighthouse, download your emails.